Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Sonia Rincon, and here are today's top local stories.
In New Jersey, the November election is happening mostly by mail.
As much as we enjoy the time-honored traditions of joining our neighbors in a line to cast our ballots on Election Day, and that includes yours truly, and as much as we are energized by seeking packed polling places, we must recognize that this is not a regular election year. We've said that the school year is not going to be normal, and this is not a normal election year for many of the same reasons.
Governor Phil Murphy expressing confidence in the system after the primaries. He said it doesn't matter what party you're in. Everyone gets a ballot, but if you want to vote in person, you can. In July, each county had to keep at least half of its polling places open. Voters were able to mail back their ballots to county boards of elections. They could deliver them there in person or use drop boxes that had been set up across their counties. There will be more of those in November. This week, President Donald Trump acknowledged that he's starving the United States Postal Service of cash to make it harder to process millions of mailed-in ballots. Winds News Time 2:43. If you live in Jersey City, you're being asked to boil your water before using it for the next day or so. The city has issued an advisory until 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon because of what Mayor Stephen Phillip calls a testing irregularity. He tweets that the irregularity has been isolated near Christ Hospital and all subsequent tests have come back okay. They're now checking the rest of the system to make sure everything is all right. But until those results come back, they've issued that boil water advisory, they say, out of an abundance of caution. New York has now gone 7 straight days with a coronavirus positivity rate below 1%. And so Governor Cuomo says we can take a few more steps back toward normal.
The slow reopening continues in New York. Bowling alleys rolling strikes starting Monday.
You must have a face covering. Every other lane closed. The parties stay with their party.
Also on Monday, gyms get their reopening protocols.
Museums, aquariums. Can reopen in New York City August 24th.
And with schools reopening soon, Governor Cuomo says districts better start answering myriad questions from parents and teachers or face a problem.
I'm going to show up on the first day that school is supposed to open because the parents won't send the kids and the teachers won't show up.
Al Jones, 1010 Winds News.
The city's Department of Education is looking to assure concerned parents and educators that it's doing everything possible to provide principals with the tools they need, quote, to develop school-specific plans for a safe reopening. This after educators, parents, and lawmakers again urged Mayor de Blasio and City Schools Chancellor Carranza to delay in-person education and start the year remote only.
Teachers Union Vice President for Elementary Schools Karen Alford says the mayor just doesn't seem to care.
People feel like their safety is not a premium in this conversation.
She joined Council Education Committee Chair Mark Traeger and others to call on the mayor to delay opening because they don't feel it's safe.
The message to school communities, to principals, to teachers, educators, is you're on your own.
Traeger says custodians have told him they don't have the money to do deep cleaning every night, not to mention disinfectant wipes and other supplies being on back order since every school district is ordering them.
High school seniors who finished school in June still have not received their diplomas, but we're supposed to trust them to deliver adequate PPE. on a consistent basis.
Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds News.
Today was the deadline for New York State school districts to submit their reopening plans to the state. The deadline was pushed back. Many districts were late in submitting plans, including several on Long Island. In politics, optics are very important, and the optics of an encounter between Mayor de Blasio and a bakery owner in Chinatown yesterday didn't look good.
Patrick Mock met the mayor on Wednesday during a walk through Chinatown. The man's attempted conversation can be heard on video tweeted out by New York Post reporter Elizabeth Merrill Rosner.
We need help. We need more confidence.
At that point, the mayor turns and walks away.
He was just there for his photo op. That's what it seems like, and we could have worked something out, have a good, meaningful conversation.
Mock was trying to tell the mayor that the city should try closing down some Chinatown streets on the weekends so stores and restaurants could take over sidewalks. The 26-year-old manages the 46 Mott Bakery and has been giving out free food to those who need it.
During COVID, when everyone needed help, it was my time to give back.
Right after our interview, Mock got a call from the mayor's office saying they want to work with him, but he'll believe that when he sees progress. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in Chinatown.
And 1010 Winds has reached out to City Hall for comment. Another delay as prosecutors out west try to bring Harvey Weinstein to trial. A judge in upstate Erie County pushed back an extradition hearing that was scheduled for today because of coronavirus concerns. It's now on the docket for December 11th. That means it could be well into next year before the movie mogul actually ends up in Los Angeles. Weinstein's currently serving a 23-year sentence upstate. He could get 30 more years if convicted of the charges in California.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.